For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Marriage Supper of the Lamb. In the Apostle John's vision recorded in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 9, he observed the heavenly throng worshiping and praising God because the marriage supper of the Lamb was about to begin. The living and the dead who gather with Christ at the rapture will take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. This event will take place in heaven while the great tribulation is taking place on earth. The concept of the marriage supper is best understood when considered in reference to the wedding customs in the time of Christ. There were three main parts to the marriage covenant during that time. First, a bride was chosen, and the marriage contract was agreed upon between the parents of the bride and the bridegroom. This was called the betrothal period, and was similar to what we would call an engagement today, except that the contract was binding. The second step usually took place about a year later, when the bridegroom, accompanied by his friends, went in procession to the house of the bride at midnight. The bride was aware this event would take place, though unaware of the exact day or hour, so she would be ready with her maidens. They would join the procession, which would end at the bridegroom's house. The third part of the ceremony was the wedding feast itself, which might go on for several days. What John pictured in his vision in Revelation is the wedding feast of Jesus Christ, the implication being that the first two phases had already taken place. The first phase took place on earth when each individual believer entered into a spiritual contract with God. The second phase occurs at the rapture, when Christ comes to claim his bride, the church, and take her to the Father's house. At the marriage supper, the third phase, the eternal union of Christ and his bride will be actualized. We live in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. God has sent his Spirit into the world to seek a bride for his Son. When the bride has made herself ready, and when the time appointed by God has come, the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, will appear in the azure above to catch away his bride in the rapture of the saints. Following the rapture, the saints will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is not a judgment for sinful deeds, since those will already have been placed under the blood, but rather a time when the saints will receive their rewards for faithful service. The parable of the pounds provides a visual image of this. Among the rewards to the overcomer will be to eat of the tree of life, to have power over the nations, to be given the morning star, and to be clothed in white raiment. Jesus said, "I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels," and promised that he would grant the overcomer to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. The wedding of the bridegroom and his bride and the marriage supper of the Lamb are the glorious events which consummate and fulfill the aim of Christ, as described in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. The readiness of the bride is a reason for rejoicing, for we read, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. The guests at the wedding feast are privileged individuals, for John the Revelator was instructed to write, "Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." Jesus Christ will serve them at the marriage supper. The visual imagery of a city is also used to describe the bride of Christ, who inhabits the New Jerusalem, the holy city, in Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 10. The city is described as holy because its inhabitants are holy.